My name is Kitty Beam Center. I live at 14 Edward Street, and I also represent the City of Rockland and the Maine House of Representatives. I wanted to thank the council for letting me share some thoughts on the food sovereignty ordinance that's scheduled to come before you tonight. One of the things I work hard at the legislature is speaking with and forming relationships with my peers, regardless of party. I believe that there is some level of a subject where we can find common ground. When we go into chamber for session, we must pass a gauntlet of people who are paid to advocate for or against the issues we will deal with in session. There are different forces at work in molding elected representatives' opinions and understanding of issues in addition to the concerns of the local level. Some issues many legislators agree on harken back to our pride as mayors. Our legacies continued by our youth, our farming and maritime traditions, our ability to be self-sustainable as mayors, and the importance of quietly helping our neighbors. This food sovereignty ordinance is a step away from the loss of so many of our youth, the regulation of almost all that we try to do, and the sense of powerlessness many of us feel towards state government. At the local level, we have our friends, our neighbors, our families, and the democratic process. That is where the real power is. Many people who are committed to making this city the best it can be. This ordinance encompasses so much of what we hope and miss about our ability to make our own future direction. This would allow people to grow food locally, sell food locally, buy food grown locally, and work together to gain better access to affordable, healthy foods. 18 towns in Maine have passed food sovereignty ordinances. A bill is before the Senate this term, led by and willing to be fought for by a Republican and a Democrat as a team. I would be proud to stand for this bipartisan effort as your legislator in Augusta, and would be particularly proud to be able to say that on top of the 18 towns, Rockland was the first city to pass this ordinance.